Taiwan's president, Chen Shui-bian, says China should not be concerned about his stopover in the United States next week. In an interview with NPR yesterday, Chen confirmed that he will meet with some members of Congress on the visit, but said they would be private meetings. He said the stop was necessary for reasons of convenience, safety, and comfort. Chen also responded to Beijing's recent moves to renew talks on reunification. NPR's Rob Gifford met with President Chen in the Taiwanese capital, Taipei.
This weekend marks the first anniversary of Chen Shui-bian's inauguration as president of Taiwan, and what a year it's been for him. The global economic downturn and his own party's inexperience in government have brought a dramatic slowdown in the once booming Taiwanese economy. On top of that, tensions between Beijing and Washington have increased, and this has, as always, been felt in Taipei. But despite his difficulties, the 50-year-old leader doesn't look like a man under pressure as he takes questions at the presidential palace in Taipei. Next week, he'll have the rare privilege of meeting U.S. lawmakers on American soil during a stopover in New York on his way to Latin America. Then, on the return trip, he'll spend 2 days in Houston, where he'll watch a game of baseball and visit a Texas steakhouse. Since Washington does not recognize Taipei, previous administrations have tried to prevent visits by Taiwanese leaders for fear of irritating Beijing, which claims Taiwan is part of China. But the recent downturn in U.S. relations with China has boosted support for Chen Shui-bian, especially in the U.S. Congress. He's clearly delighted at the chance to visit the United States, but at the same time tries to calm fears in Beijing.
Many congressmen are concerned about Taiwan and about peace in the Asia-Pacific region. When they learned of my transit through the U.S., they welcomed the chance to meet. But I don't believe that eating a Texas steak with an American congressman should anger China, nor should it elicit any kind of military reaction.
Chen acknowledged that Taiwan's relationship with the Chinese mainland is becoming more complex, with increased economic integration. But he said politically there's still a long way to go. The main sticking point is still the issue of the One China principle. Beijing has insisted that Taiwan accept it is part of China as a precondition for talks. But recently, in a step widely seen as a conciliatory gesture, Chinese Vice Premier Chen Qichun said the One China did not necessarily have to be defined as the People's Republic. It could be a broader, more culturally defined One China. Chen Shui-bian said his main objection to that is that Beijing still sees Taiwan as subordinate, not as an equal negotiator.
It is clear that although Beijing's leaders espouse new phraseology, we still hear them talking about one China and the one country, two systems formula used in Hong Kong. They still see Taiwan as a local government, as a province. And that is why we are still concerned. Neither I nor the Taiwanese people can accept that Taiwan is a local government within the People's Republic of China.
Chen said that if China's leaders were sincere, then Beijing should not attach preconditions to any future talks. On security issues, his demeanor was conciliatory, but the essence of his words was blunt. He refuted suggestions that Taiwan was fueling an arms race with China by buying advanced U.S. weapons, and again placed the blame for the problem squarely at Beijing's door.
We are not buying weapons, we are buying security. If there were not a huge increase every year in China's military budget or constant verbal threats against Taiwan, then we wouldn't feel compelled to buy arms. We don't want to engage in an arms race, but we need to buy weapons to ensure a balance of power across the Taiwan Straits.
After a rocky first year in power, Chen Shui-bian seems a more mature politician. As an opposition leader, he was a pro-independence firebrand, but those inclinations have been checked by the constraints of high office. But underneath the conciliatory words towards Beijing, there seems little in the way of compromise. As the interview drew to a close, Chen spoke of the upcoming APEC summit of regional leaders in October, this year taking place in China's largest city, Shanghai. He said he'd like to attend, and that he hoped the Chinese side would allow him to go without any preconditions. But a high-profile visit to the United States next week can only persuade China that Chen is moving further away from Beijing and closer to Washington, and that may only harden the Chinese line. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Taipei.